Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. Today's podcast is all about one of my favourite films, which is called Groundhog Day. So in this podcast, I'm going to be giving you a review of this movie. But before I do that, I've got some vocabulary for you and also a little bit of grammar. So some vocabulary. First of all, I have four words. The first one is grumpy. The word grumpy is an adjective to describe somebody in a bad mood, a grumpy person. It could be temporary or it could be permanent. If somebody is permanently grumpy, they're always miserable. Next is actually the animal which features in the title and story of this movie, Groundhog. And a groundhog is an animal. It's a large rodent, a bit like a squirrel. And in this movie, as you will discover shortly, it predicts the weather. The next word is a verb, to endure. And to endure means to suffer. And the final word is to root for. To root for means to support. Note how we always use this preposition for after the word root. So to root for someone means to support them. And in terms of grammar, I want you to listen out for two things in my review. The first thing is the second conditional, and the other thing is how I use the word despite. Think about the structure of the sentence when I use this word. At the end, I'll explain how I've used both the second conditional and that word, despite. Okay, here's my review. I love Bill Murray. He's one of my favourite comedy actors. And for me, his best film is Groundhog Day. The film is about a man who lives the same day over and over and over again. It's an interesting philosophical question. If you could live the same day on repeat, which day would you choose? Well, for Bill Murray's character, Phil, a grumpy television weatherman, the day he had to wake up to every morning was possibly the worst day it could have been. On this day every year, Phil has to cover a story about a groundhog, or as he calls it, a rat, that predicts the weather. He hates this day and wants to get out of the town as quickly as possible. But to his horror, there is no escape as he wakes up to the same day again and then again and then again. It's a story of a miserable, negative man that has to endure a terrible punishment in order to learn about himself. It's also a love story as he tries to take advantage of spending every day with his producer, played by Andie MacDowell, to learn about her and ultimately try and win her heart. Bill Murray plays the role to perfection with fantastic comic timing. You never feel sorry for him despite his terrible misfortune because he's such a grumpy man. But you are also rooting for him. You truly hope he can change and become a good, kind man. It's a funny, thoughtful movie with a great cast and a fantastic script. I recommend it highly. Okay, so that's my review of Groundhog Day. At the beginning, I told you about those two grammar points to listen out for. The second conditional, and how I use the word despite. So did you hear the second conditional sentence? It came quite near the beginning. If you could live the same day on repeat, which day would you choose? So remember in the second conditional, when you say if, you then need to say the subject, you, and then the past simple tense. In this case, the word is could, which is the past of can. So if you could live the same day, And then the other side of the sentence, you need the word would. So which day would you, and then the infinitive, choose? If you could live the same day on repeat, which day would you choose? And the other grammar point was all about that word despite. So remember that with the word despite, you've got a couple of options with how to use this. Sometimes it's possible to use just a noun after this word. And that's how I used it. Despite his misfortune, or the misfortune, whatever it might be, you can use it like that, or you can also use it with a verb in the gerund form. For example, despite going to the party, or despite not watching the film, that's how we can use it. But in this case, I used it with a noun. There are other ways to express this idea, for example, with the word even though, or although, but the structure is different when we use this. When we use even though, or although, you have to then use subject and then verb. So although they mean the same thing, the structure is different. So it's important to pay attention to that. Okay, so that's all for today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope it's inspired you to go and watch Groundhog Day, whether you've seen it or not. If you haven't seen it, you really should. It's a fantastic film.